freezing at 58 degrees. We just heard this is the 100th anniversary of the United States entering into World War One. It's also the 90th anniversary of Minnesota's own Charles Lindbergh and his historic flight across the Atlantic. So a lot of things have been achieved, certainly by the United States, and one thing we'd like to achieve now is taking good care of those who have given so much to keep us free and to keep us very much in the world spotlight, and that, of course, is our military. And joining us live today is American Legion National Commander Charles Schmidt, a Vietnam War veteran. And Commander Schmidt, thank you so much for joining us today. It's our pleasure once again to welcome you to KWLM. And I like to say every day is Veterans Day, as we are so indebted to, you know, the great service of our men and women throughout the ages here in our country.
Well, good morning, Bill, and again, it's a pleasure to be with you, and I hope the morning brew is already brewed. We're out here in Washington State, and a little early for the coffee pot yet, but it's an honor to be with you, and yes, we believe in honoring those veterans that have served our country in peacetime and wartime, and as we've been doing for so long, in fact, 98 years, the American Legion has been serving veterans, their families, and also still serving America, Bill.
Yeah, well, it's outstanding the work the Legion has done. And, you know, it's great, too, when veterans join the Legion, isn't it? I mean, I think oftentimes they can it can be really something that's of value to them.
Well, I think so, Bill. You know, we advocate for veterans every day. We have an office in Washington, D.C., and we have a great rapport, I believe, with Congress. We got a new Congress. We're optimistic that the 115th Congress will continue their work of not only improving the VA, but taking care of veterans and their families. And, of course, there's a new VA Secretary, Dr. David Shulkin. In our discussions with him, he's got some goals that he plans on making the VA system even better than it is today. And Bill, we have veterans that I think would prefer, even though the wait time may be a little longer than normal, of still going to the VA. And, of course, we support the VA as we have a vested interest, the American Legion does. We were very instrumental in the early 1920s of getting the VA Bureau, which subsequently eventually became the Veterans Administration, formed to take care of veterans. And that was kind of the concerns you mentioned of the commemoration of World War One, of the U.S. entering into that conflict. But as a result of that war and at the end of the war, the Doughboys, the leadership in the American Expeditionary Forces was concerned about who's going to take care of the boys when they go home, and thus eventually the VA system was formed. And today we believe, the American Legion does, that it's a system worth saving. Even though it's the largest healthcare system in the United States, as any healthcare system, there are some imperfections, but we're friends with the VA. We believe in them. We're going to continue to work with them. And, Bill, friends are honest with friends. And when something isn't quite working right, the American Legion is going to let their friend, the VA, know that, as we did in 2014. So, yes, we believe that every veteran should be taken care of and their family. So we're going to continue to do that. That's our legacy that we've inherited from those Doughboys in 1919. And, of course, the World War II vets inherited it, and the Korean vets, and now the Vietnam vets. And soon it'll be the Iraq, Afghanistan, and Grenada, Panama, Somalia, and Lebanon veterans as well.
Right. I understand that you're preparing to visit Europe. Is that correct?
That is correct, Bill. Each year, well, actually, the whole year, the national commander travels around. The American Legion is fairly global. We have American Legion in Philippines, Korea, Okinawa, Guam, of course, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Puerto Rico, District of Columbia, and France or Europe, in addition to the 50 states. And each year, the National Commander tours as many of those areas, and we are going to the Department of France, which is located in Europe, which encompasses Germany, Belgium, England, Ireland, and Italy. We're going to visit the military community over there. As you know, not only in Europe but in the Pacific, there's large military, American military contingents, American military families. We're going to go visit them and see what we can find out, how we as an organization can better help them. But also, Bill, on June 6th, we're going to be at Normandy to observe and remember the great sacrifices that took place there on D-Day and the days to follow, and participate in some of those observances. And we're going to visit with, as I said, the American military community and continue to help them and tell them that we certainly appreciate their service and their sacrifices over there.
Well, last year, of course, was such a big anniversary of D-Day, and I know we had a marching band from our area here that participated in that, and it's an experience those young people will never forget. And, you know, the American Legion supports a lot of good young programs like Boys State and Boys Nation, Legion Baseball, and the like. If people would like more information, Commander Schmidt, where can they learn about the American Legion?
Well, Bill, we would appreciate it if they would just check us out. We got a fabulous webpage, www.legion.org. You can go onto that webpage, Bill, and find out just about anything that you want to know about the American Legion, about our programs. You mentioned the youth programs, Boys State, Oratorical, that speech contest, about the Constitution, our Boy Scout program, our American Legion baseball program, which is very big, and also our junior shooting sports and our latest one, the Law Cadet program. And, of course, you can also find out about our legislative priorities. We have a legislative center there. You can also find out about some of those career fairs that we host, co-host, in conjunction with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Department of Labor, that we have one going just about every week throughout the United States to help those veterans and bring together those employers that maybe they can hook up and be successful. Also, you can also join a post, and if you can't find a post, we can certainly, you can drop down on the menu and find out in your state where the nearest American Legion post is. So there's a lot of information there, and of course we're on Facebook and Twitter as well, so we're out there.
Well, thank you very much, Commander Schmidt, for your service and for our nice chat here this morning. I know we're out of time, but thank you very much, and enjoy your trip coming up, and keep up the good work.
Well, Bill, thank you so much, and we appreciate visiting with you this morning.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That is Commander Charles E. Schmidt of the American Legion, and we are out of time. We've got news coming up next, 59 degrees.